Now to another ruling. Well, new rules anyway. An effort to speed up the game of baseball. After last season's average game lasted a record 3 hours and 2 minutes, mostly Derek Jeter taking his sweet time in the batter's box. I'm kidding. Spring training is now underway in Florida and Arizona. Doug Taboo from NPR's Only a Game is here. So, Doug, what are some of the steps they're taking?
Hang on. I just have to adjust my batting gloves here, Robin. they're going to institute a number of rules this season. The countdown clocks between innings will be one thing. They're going to keep the breaks tight so that the game action really resumes when the TV cameras come back on. So you'll see that clock. There'll be some restrictions on what pitchers can do there. The big rule, I think, is that hitters are going to have to keep their foot in the batter's box, one foot in the batter's box between pitches. In certain circumstances, they've got some leeway, but that will be a big change. Instead of walking around and being all over the place around the plate,
adjusting
their gloves, spitting and clapping. And then also the way managers challenge calls. They won't have to walk out and talk to the umpire. They have to challenge from the dugout, so we'll save 20 seconds per walk there, hopefully.
Well, so fans are going to see two timers, one on or near the outfield, another somewhere behind home plate, and a countdown will start right after the third out.
Right, that's right. So it'll keep the pitchers on the clock. They'll only be able to warm up until there are 30 seconds left on that clock. And if a pitcher doesn't deliver a pitch by the time the clock hits zero, there could be a warning, there could be some penalties. We're not going to see this right away at the beginning of the season. They'll start issuing penalties maybe in May. But yes, they're going to try to speed up those in-between innings.
Look, I have to have my blue pen. How's the players' union feeling? Don't some of them need to do those little rituals?
Well, I think that's part of the problem will be the culture of it. The players who have been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years throughout their careers is going to be harder. But I think they're hoping in the long term, as you bring players up, you'll see a change. David Ortiz is one of the big offenders
here.
He was shocked to find out about the rule. He came into spring training unaware. He is a spit, clap, point at the sky, walk around the batter's box. And he said, I call that bleep, when he learned about having to keep one foot in. He says he's going to keep doing what he does.
He called it what? Okay, we have to move on now. So we'll see what happens here. Doug Taboo with NPR's Only a Game on changes that are coming to baseball to speed the game up. It'll be interesting to see if you can notice it in the stands. Doug, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.